Blog Talk Radio.
Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated to the truths of life, paradoxically so. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. And this faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east, to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without a written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with the black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges. The spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They are not gods with a peculiar source for understanding the world around them. They have only given expression to the knowledge of their humanity and been able to use and conquer all to their satisfaction and glory. And that is why they are always greater than you in every community that you find them. Isn't it strange that wheresoever the white man is found, he takes precedence over you? Why is that so? Answer that for yourselves, black men and black women. Wheresoever you come in contact with the white man, you always have to go down in defeat before him. Whether it be in England, in France, or in America, you always have to go down to the white man, and yet he has two eyes, two feet, two hands, same passions, same senses and feelings as you have. Your feet are not put on opposite sides, now your hands turned around the other way. But it's because you fail to use your will, your knowledge, and your mental faculties to the point where you will enjoy life around you. It is against us as an African people. It's not because of color. It's because of our condition. If we must have justice, we must be strong. If we must be strong, we must come together. If we must come together, we can only do so through the system of organization. But to fight for Africa, that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we've decided to find a leadership of our own.
Yo! Bless the love and greetings. Yeah. Here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen and Lock Your Machine. Oh, yeah.
Pull up,
here comes the musical thing called Bring Your Queen and Lock Your Machine. Oh, yeah. But a way, yeah. Oh, hey, I love the vibes, I know the rhythm of my job. But me not coming at the dance shop. Music is all we got. Now we must defend it.
That's all. No need no one.
Man and woman so far.
Everyone is a star.
Making life on Mamma Mia.
Dance all. The people say.
Everyone that come express themselves,
them dress to impress.
One black love, one African less.
But I say pull up, mentality from the top.
The music on the street protect the message that I got. In come the musical thing, I'll bring your queen a lot, your glock. And the truth and the nuts to us to chat.
Dance all, no need no one.
Man and woman for part. Mamma Mia,
dance, the people's church.
Yes, it's where everyone's gathering.
We go for them, I just love.
I know the rhythm of time. And Taxi Gang is under the attack. Yes,
Rory has the control tower. Freedom driven every hour.
Dance all, don't need no war. Man and woman are fine.
Everyone is a star.
Liking life and Mamma Mia.
Dance all, the people's church.
It's real.
I
just love. So everyone,
rock on the me.
Everyone,
even me.
Everyone,
bring in your queen.
Everyone,
music to me.
Everyone,
must come together.
From the music hard, but look at the message that I got. Ain't gonna make a thing, I bring the queen and lock your clock. The truth, man, the duck, and the sewer to chat. The blocks are in the building, and we rule the hill top. And when we come, my dance, I'll know we're not the top. And love is in the heart, I tell you, joy is what we got. And I let her, and I let her be, I tell you that.
Welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob. And it's been an interesting week. What's bugging me today is this bridge collapse. You know, when I first saw it, I was like, wow, that's rough. Now, the aftermath of that, well, let me say this. A cargo ship hit one of the stanchions on the bridge and brought the bridge down. Now, looking at some of the news, listening to some of the people who commented on that situation, some people said some good stuff and some people said some truly retarded shit. And it just don't make sense. But there are signs of, you know, some racist stuff coming in, and I'm not understanding it. But knock down this bridge and to hinder that entire area and also, you know, that city. The problem that I'm having is listening to the GOP legislators and listening to their nonsense, and just sounds like just straight racist shit, you know. My thing is this, let me sidetrack for a minute. Why do you continue to want to live in a situation like this? Every day you see that these people don't give a shit about you. I'm for nationhood, nation building, getting our own shit. And, you know, I see people trying to do stuff. And some other people are trying to drag their feet, trying to. I just all talk. Not everyone. Yeah, a lot of people who are sincere to the situation about us getting our own stuff and not having to deal with this kind of thing every goddamn day. It's a thing where I hear, it's really rough when I hear the black folks go ahead and say stupid shit. Oh, there's no racism. Usually it's a person who's, first off, it's an individual who's got money. No, you ain't going to see that kind of stuff because, you know, your face is familiar to a whole lot of people. And so you don't have to worry about what a lot of common people worry about. And then I feel that some of those people go ahead and get racially profiled by the police and others, but mostly by the police, I'll say. And they start to get a sharp dose of that reality. And so that area, Baltimore, big city full of black folks, is just the same pattern. Like look at Detroit. Detroit ain't supposed to be, it's supposed to be having the problems that it has been having. And I think things are getting better in Detroit, or hadn't gotten better. But they wouldn't help Detroit because it's predominantly black, and it had a black mayor. And especially the federal government would go ahead and turn down their requests for grants a whole lot of times. The grants supposedly were to go ahead and to bring economic stability and maybe to keep things stable so it didn't go to the crap that it is now. I mean, Detroit's one of those cities, Chicago too, but in New York, not the big cities, but Detroit was like hemorrhaging people. You know, a lot of people leaving right away. A whole lot of people want to leave Detroit. And it's sad. So you look at Baltimore, a lot of people left Baltimore. And it was in the thousands every year, a lot of people leaving. And racism played a big part in the situation that's in Baltimore. Baltimore's kind of rough. It's got some rough pockets. It's kind of rough. And I don't think they're going to go ahead and put this bridge up right away because it's not going to go ahead and benefit in a positive direction, white wealth. I don't get the whole thing about being racist. You know, this white dude tried to go in and explain to me something. Hey, look, black folks racist? No. Black folks can be bigots. but not racist. It's saying, you know, we just don't, not in this country, you couldn't go ahead and be a black racist. It just doesn't make any sense because we don't have the numbers to go ahead and mistreat a lower group. Hell, we're the lowest group. We're the lowest group on the economic scale. And it's sad. The sad part about it is you can't go ahead and tell that to a whole lot of black folks. You either got black folks who are to go ahead and to be in opposition to you and they want to push back, or you got black folks that's just totally oblivious to what's going on. And I said that to say this. This black folks pay more attention to fantasy and materialistic bullshit. I don't give a fuck about Sean Combs. That motherfucker ain't going ahead and help me. And I don't give a fuck about a lot of these goddamn entertainers. Fuck them, you know. They ain't never put their name on my checks. I ain't helped me. And I've been in some circles where I have a nonprofit. And I asked and gave them a formal letter and trying to go ahead and say, look, could you go ahead and help us out, blah, blah, blah. I ain't heard from these motherfuckers since. So I had started doing stuff on my own. For my nonprofit, I come out of my pocket on it. I've been turned down so many times. I have had this nonprofit for years, but I don't see the goddamn help. So I don't see the help from people who got it. A lot of times they look at you like, oh yeah, well talk to my so and so, talk to my so and such. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. They really don't. And so the people in Baltimore, you know, it's more like, you know, that town to me has been crapped on. It's going to get crapped on even more. And I think that having that bridge out is going to kind of create some more problems. And mostly with traffic, because they're going to go ahead and reroute it. But I think there's going to be a whole lot of other problems coming with that rerouting of traffic. Moving goods through that area. I heard that bay area. It's supposed to be the second most busiest port in the U.S. And I didn't see which one was the first, but it just stuck in my mind. That's the second busiest. Oh man, it's a whole lot of stuff coming through there. So why wouldn't they want to go ahead and fix this up right away? So it feeds into this thing like this shit that Charlie Kirk said. About black pilots, you know, my black pilots. You know, and I like to tell a whole lot of these white folks feel the same way. They don't want black folks to go ahead and just to get some footing. Equal footing, now that's out of the question. But to go ahead and have some footing, to go ahead and be a little bit stable is just unimaginable for these people, man. And I just don't get it. And one thing that's in my mind is that a lot of people, damn near half the country, went for Donald Trump, the GOP. And it just, I started to look at, I started to look at the economics the education system. The education system, as far as, you know, black folks being educated, Americans being educated, the American education system is like, is really, really abysmal. It's horrible. And it's said that Americans are not the smartest goddamn people on the planet, and it showed with that election. You can't be too fucking bright going out listening to this Donald Trump dude and saying the nonsense he's saying. Hell, he's even against rebuilding the bridge. It's mind-boggling to me. I don't get it. I just don't understand. To move goods and services across that bridge should be a super priority for just about anybody. And they always talk about America's great and all this other stuff, but then they, in the same breath, they start talking about it's America's large debt. And my response to that, if somebody wants to go and bring that up to me, is like, I don't give a fuck about that debt. I didn't create it. And I shouldn't be the one going here trying to foot the bill. That ain't my damn problem. I didn't have nothing to do with that. It's every one of these elected officials has something to do with it, and they need to be coming out their pocket. A few years back, Change.org? I went to Change.org, and I put something there, a petition to have their pay reduced, politicians, at every level. And it got a very little traction. Maybe I need to do that again, but I don't think people were really paying attention to that. You need to reduce their pay. You know, get the riffraff out. And if you look at the history of politicians being paid, they voted themselves a pay. They voted themselves an income and a pay raise. And if you look at it over the years, they slowly increased it to where it's ridiculous. No way you should be getting paid fucking $200,000 plus, and then you doing some insider trading, but America is all fucked up. And then with the GOP, they're constantly playing and complaining about how bad America is. Okay, so you're a politician. It's bad, mainly because of the shit you put in place. So how do these people figure that they're just going to go ahead and ignore Baltimore like they ignored Detroit, and it's just a political talking point? Baltimore's been neglected for years. So I feel that, hey, look, when the bridge collapsed, a whole lot of news media came in. And so I'm waiting to go ahead and see just how the bridge collapse affects just the citizens of just Baltimore alone, just the city. Not the outlining, not the suburbs, just the city alone. It's just crazy. I'm going to step back, take a slight break real fast, and then come back with some information.
Hey, baby, where you there with?
Hey.
We come through a lot of things, you know. So what happened to you? You make one little mistake, you want done up.
New Jersey, let's go. If I had you back in my world, I would prove that I could be a better girl. Oh, if you let me back in, I would show never, never, never let you go. Baby, ooh, I was so foolish to ever leave your side.
this for you, baby. Me, I stand here with my arms and my arm. You know what I mean? Me can't think, me can't eat, me can't breathe. Want to see why you make me go through them, suck me up. Come back to me, baby. I'ma do anything for you. Yeah.
Hello, welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, I'm trying to call out the hypocrisy. Also, trying to send a message to black folks here. Why are you still dealing with this? Constantly being shitted on every fucking day as a group. And we need to pull our resources together and create our own, just basically our own. So, because we have to deal with individuals like this moron. I think his name is Phil Lyman, a Utah Republican lawmaker and a candidate for the governor, quickly used the Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse to boost his gubernatorial campaign by blaming the accident on the efforts in the workplace for more diversity. How in the fuck did diversity go ahead and cause the ship to go ahead and lose control and hit those stanchions? I don't see the connection. He made some comments there, and he tucked tail and ran. He didn't want to make any more comments. But it's been reported that the cargo ship lost control, hit the stanchions. It was like Monday night, Tuesday, destroying the whole structure. You know, they were looking for people. Six people were supposedly missing. You know, they can't find them. They presumed dead. But this Lyman guy blamed the tragedy on culture wars over diversity, equality, diversity, equity, and inclusion. What is it called? DEI? You know, that's ridiculous, man. It's the same as freaking Charlie Kirk going here and saying something like, oh, man, you don't trust black pilots. Okay, so, you know, why should I listen to this bastard? This motherfucker never joined the military. He's not a veteran. But you had a lot of black pilots that have been fighting in these conflicts recently. There's a few black pilots in Vietnam. A few black pilots flying over Korea. A few black pilots, you know, Tuskegee Airmen, flying over Germany in World War II. So how can you not trust individuals who's got combat experience? Huh? I mean, you sound like a fucking moron, man. Stupid ass. This shit bugs the fuck out of me, mostly. And more racist shit than I ever seen. Let me say this again. Hey, look, welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm Chef Rob here at Blog Talk Radio. The caller number is 646. No, that's wrong. 515-602-9785. Call in with a question or comment. Give me some information to go ahead and at least convince me or to maybe redirect me. Which one of these bastards are worth really listening to? Well, maybe all of them. You can go ahead and listen to all of them and then go ahead and be like, God damn. Why would I want to go ahead and fuck with these people? Why do you want to go ahead and keep living in a spot, man, where these motherfuckers treat you like shit? I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, black folks contribute a whole lot to this country. And what do you really I got to say this. You know, what do you really have to show for it? What do you really have to show for it? You really don't have a whole lot. I always point out the fact that black wealth is 20 times less than white wealth in America. That means at the end of the day, you got $1 and the white man's got 20 bucks in his pocket. How you going to go ahead and make it? It doesn't make sense to continue to live this way. And you should be one better if you got a family to raise, you got children. Even if you don't have children, you go ahead and supporting your parents or whatever, supporting a family member. I don't understand why you don't want to go ahead and do something better. Get your own shit. You've been taught that all your life. Basically, if them kids don't want to play nice over there, you know, fuck them motherfuckers. You pull up. You talk to go ahead and don't fuck with them. It's sort of like, you know, when times I was playing ball in the park. I come there with a nice ball. Hey, man, let me use your ball. Okay, I got next. No, you ain't got next. You after him, after her, after him, her, her, her. He's like, hold on. But then you go ahead and you wait a couple of games. You see that, hey, they ain't setting no spot for me. What they doing is all them people that said they got before me, they in and out of the goddamn game. So, you know, so you be like, okay, well, give me my fucking ball. I'm taking my ball, I'm going to fuck over to another court. I don't want to fuck with you bastards. It ain't worth fucking with you. But then, if you go ahead and be patient and play the game and go and they see that, hey, look, you know, hey, this fucking go ahead, man, you got some go to him. So, hey, come on. You can be on my, I don't want you. I'm pick my own fucking squad, man. You know, you can need a penis. I don't want to fuck with you at all. I don't get it. We ain't paying attention to that lesson that you learned early on. But, hey, these people, they ain't going to play nice. So, you know, why you keep on trying to play with them at all? Go do your own fucking thing. Go do your own fucking thing. This bridge collapse and go ahead, and it's another thing to go ahead and show you that they're willing to let that area go ahead and go to shit, get worse than what it is. Let it go and be worse than what it is. I ain't understanding it, man. It's more, you know, it's that thing where, hey, look, they can tell you, hey, I hate them niggas over there. So, what are you going to do about it? Okay, black man, what are you going to do about it? Them motherfuckers, they hate your goddamn guts. You're going to keep on trying to go ahead and kiss his ring and lick his boots and all this other stuff, you know, kissing up, sucking up to him. It hasn't worked all these years. It hasn't worked. From the Reconstruction period, when our people, when black folks had, they recognized that. Like, hey, look, we can't deal with them. We need to build our own shit. And they had. But once white folks go ahead and figured out, oh, wait, we got to get the niggas back. So they start putting restrictions on what you were doing. They had the sharecropping. Well, hey, look, you had to have a European face involved in your business, in your farming. And while they ain't doing the work, you doing all the work. You're doing all the work. And they want to go ahead and get, you know, they want to, you know, get paid from your work. Their financial gain was great. So it's a lot of times it was the sharecropping thing was a lot of individuals were actually, you know, half of their profits was going to this white man who wouldn't go ahead and do no damn work. And I really hate hearing this line that, hey, look, you know, my people work hard. I don't, look here, Mr. White Man. I don't want to hear that your people worked hard. That you worked hard at lying, stealing, conniving, and getting away with murder, literally. I don't want to hear your people work hard. Because no one works harder than a slave. And ain't getting paid for it. No one works harder than a slave. You got to go ahead and work extra hard to go ahead and to get, as a slave, work extra hard to just to survive. You ain't getting a penny. If you ain't working, you caught loafing a little bit, they're going to beat the dog piss out you. That's what was happening. Stealing from you left and right. So, with the so-called freedom of the new slaves, the newly freed slaves, and what they had to do, we had to go ahead and do our own thing. And people don't go ahead and really realize that struggle that, you know, our people have. Here's another. I wanted to go ahead and play these guys' voices. Like this Pennsylvania lawmaker said, it's outrageous to use federal money to fix the Baltimore Bridge. What the fuck are you talking about? Wait, hold on, man. What are you supposed to get? You should be getting that money from the government, federal government. You paying federal taxes? You live in that area? That don't make no sense, man. It's outrageous to use federal money for this bridge. Where you at, black people? Where's the outrage amongst a lot of black people? I don't want to hear the stuff from the same old normal crew. I want to hear, you know, the Pookie and Ray Ray type motherfuckers, Shakisha and Shaquana and all them. I want to go ahead and see them go ahead and say, hold on, man. We need to get something better than this. And we need to do something. We need to get our ass out here or pool our resources so we can go ahead and make it. I mean, you got kids. You got children. You got a family. You got mom, dad. You don't give a shit about them and how their lives is, you know, just going to crap. Even worse, like living here in Chicago, even the neighborhood I live in, there's a lot of stuff happening, a lot of criminal stuff, and a lot of things going on. So how do we change that? It's a little difficult to go ahead and change it when you go ahead and you fuck up our education system. Fuck up the school system. I'm pretty sure they're doing the same thing in every town where you got a large number of black folks. You're doing the same thing. You want to destroy the town because it's full of black people. Destroy that area because it's full of black people. Look at Detroit. Black folks is running. You know, they run the city. They had black mayors for a number of years. Baltimore got a black mayor.
I've got to share this. Are you paying around $140 or more per month for?
He had a black mayor. Black governor. I think. Person running the county is black. But they got to go ahead and destroy you and to support that shit that Charlie Kirk said. You know, pretty much, you know, a lot of them, all of them said, you know, hey, look, you ain't qualified to do this. We shouldn't be dealing with diversity. And here's the nonsense that I hear from these people is that you're not qualified. You know, and I think a whole lot of people are really, I know, a lot of folks are happy that they got rid of affirmative action. That's sad. So, you know, the Supreme Court is not thinking about making it equal, making things equal and acceptable. Making things equal so you know, black folks can go ahead and prosper. This system, to me, is designed to keep their foot on your neck, to go ahead and keep you down, keep you over here, so you got to depend on these people. We really don't. It's a psychological thing. It's a psychological thing. You don't need these people. You can go ahead and deal with each other. You don't have to deal with none of these people. You can deal with each other. You know, and you can look at other groups. Even the people who are coming across. I noticed something here. I really paid attention to it, especially this past week. With the people, the influx of people coming across the southern border. The people coming across the southern border, I'm not mad at them. And I don't think a lot of people should be mad at them. You know, a lot of people who have been here, coming from the southern border, coming across the southern border, have been here for years. So I'm not just talking about the recent influx of migrants. I'm talking about people who have come across the southern border from here, from Mexico, from Central America, South America. And one thing I noticed, they got their own little underground to a point. And they do business with each other. They do business with each other first. I see stuff that's messed up, and I know a lot of black people in business do good business. And you got shops or businesses that are real, real crappy. But I don't feed into this thing that black business is some of the worst. I did go to a restaurant recently, a soul food restaurant, and I hadn't been there in a number of years, and the place to me was dirty. One of the first things I noticed once I walked in the door was I looked up at the ceiling, because I was like, wow, you know, a lot of light on the other side of the room here. And the lighting is a buffet, a soul food, like, buffet. Well, not a buffet. They just had the food out, and they go ahead and serve you and put it in your plate. At the end of that line, the food line, it was not a lot of light. So when I looked up, I noticed one thing on the ceiling. I was like, man, the exhaust system or where would we air conditioner or heat or whatever, it was filthy. To me, that's unacceptable. To be in a restaurant, that is just unacceptable. That to see that was just really, really unacceptable. That's dirty. I think the place, they should have been, like, remodeling the place because of this same design of the restaurant that's been there for years. But as me, with my culinary background, as I came up to get my food, order my food, okay, the food looked pretty decent. You know, it was a couple of things I wouldn't have fucked with, no. Hell no. Yeah, but I got something. What did I get? Fried chicken, collard greens, yams. I'm not a macaroni and cheese type person. You know, even though I can go ahead and I can make you macaroni and cheese or different type pastas, Alfredo, different type cheese sauces and all this stuff. It's just if you want to go ahead and do a real good cheese sauce, it's just a basic bechamel. Maybe add in a little nutmeg and a pinch of ground cloves. It's another way to do it, but that's the simplest way to do it. And you boil your milk, and then you put it into the roux, and then you make that bechamel. Then you put the type of cheese into that bechamel. It's the bechamel at that time, at that point. But you put the type of cheese you want in there. And to me, that's the kind of macaroni and cheese I think it should be. I really don't like a lot of macaroni and cheese where it looks like, you know, the macaroni's cooked. They look like chunks of cheese. Yeah, I like a cheese sauce. See, I'd rather have a sauce. It don't make no sense. But this restaurant, yeah, I think the quality went down. But it's not a lot of restaurants because I went to a couple of the pancake houses here. I go here and I test them. It's like one of those things I've always done. It's like, okay, well, let's see what my competition is. Just in case I go ahead and go back into a restaurant. There's a pancake house. You know, there's another pancake house just that close to me. And that place was super clean. Service was great. At the soul food spot, it was horrible. So, the soul food place was kind of horrible. And a couple of the dishes they put on my plate was pretty, really, 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 it was yucky. I threw that in the garbage right away. Someone put their hand up. Who this? 1111. Welcome to Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob. How you feeling?
Hey, fellas, this is Boyer.
Excuse me?
Hey, fellas, this is Boyer.
Boy, this is
How's
Boyer?
How's it going? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's going. How you doing?
Yeah, it's cool to see what you guys think about Biden's and Obama and Clinton's big finance booster, whatever you want to call it, for the Democratic Party, where they raised over like $25 million that they had last night. Wasn't that pretty cool?
What about it? What about it?
Listen over there.
You know, you're in and out. You're breaking up. So, again, what about it?
Wasn't that pretty cool?
That was okay. It's all right. What do you think?
Kind of, it was okay, but, I mean, our true president was out there visiting that police officer that got shot by a man that had been convicted by several offenses like 21 times.
Hold on, they're out there raising money. Hold on. Wait a minute. You said the true president? What does that mean?
I meant who's going to be the president here and coming up in the next year, Donald Trump.
Yeah, you said the true president. What does that mean?
That means he is going to be the one who brings back America, not this Joe Biden who got moved up on a stage
through an
elevator because he can't operate stairs.
That don't make sense. So, you know,
trust me, you can't disagree that he can't operate stairs or get off a stage. What do you mean?
What the hell does that have to do with going ahead and providing jobs and creating a better economy, helping folks? I can't remember the American Affordable Care Act going and the things he's done. I don't get your connection.
Oh, is that what you were talking about earlier? I just saw there was a political show and called it and stirred up.
You can go ahead and say, you know, go ahead. I ain't got no problem with that. But, you know,
I already said, but you can't disagree. Biden can't operate stairs.
What does that have to do in anything?
He shouldn't be president.
Because he can't operate stairs. Hold on, he turns into a Roomba
every time he tries to exit the stage. He doesn't know where he's going. He's bouncing off corners.
So you judge the president, the person who's going to run the country, on how he can operate stairs. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, if he can't get off the stage, how's he going to do anything?
What does that have to do with anything? That's not important.
He's the most powerful person in the world. He can't get off the stage. What are you talking about?
That has nothing to do with anything. Look at it. That has everything to do with it. That's nothing. That's some childish, petty shit. Okay?
That's not childish. That makes it common sense.
You know what, brother? Let me go ahead and slow you down, okay? Because, you know, you make some comments, and I want you to go ahead and answer my questions when you make these, you know, comments, because they're on the ridiculous side.
That's not ridiculous. Would you agree or disagree that he can't get off the stage?
I don't give a fuck. It's the decision.
You're not answering the question, yes or no.
I did answer the question. I don't care.
You said you don't give a fuck. I said yes or no.
I said I don't give a fuck. Yes or no,
50-50. Can he get off the stage?
Listen to me, I'm
we
say
all
it
know
slowly.
The answer.
I don't
You're not answering
fuck.
It, and now no. He's in charge of nuclear codes. Come on, man.
Really?
Yes or no?
Really? And you going to go
I'll
there?
I'll give you a fourth
well,
time.
A fucking liar.
Yes or no? Come on, man.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you know
I
what size
I asked you yes or no
Donald
five
Trump
damn
wears?
Times, you can't answer it.
Because I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
The president of the United States can't get off the stage, and then they put him on
an
elevator.
Yes
or no? Can he get off
the
stage?
This country. He's been doing things to help people in this country. Okay. Let me make it really clear to you. For me, I'm a black man. Okay. So I don't really.
Yeah,
my,
he said if you don't for me, you ain't black.
For me, my support of the Republicans or Democrats, they both the same fucking creature to me. They both the same fucking creature and have been the same creature to me for years. They have been the same fucking creature to me for years. I don't give a shit about him can't get off the stage. What the fuck does that have to do with him going ahead and basically protecting me or going ahead and keeping money in my pocket? Ah, shit. That clown dropped, man. That don't make no goddamn sense. Now, I don't like it when people go ahead and start bringing up petty ass bullshit. That makes no sense. Oh, you can't get off the stage. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Donald Trump couldn't walk down a fucking flight of stairs. You see that motherfucker almost slid down? Okay, you know, so, you know, bringing up really, really ridiculous nonsense, man. That don't make no damn sense, man. And see, it's those types of distractions we have to stay focused on. Okay, so I encourage black folks to go ahead and to vote. I encourage it. You should go ahead and vote because you live here, because the decisions that these politicians make affect you. I'm still all about nationhood, nation building, but we live here. A lot of people live. I don't plan to stay in this motherfucker another year and a half. Well, yeah, I've been in and out of the country. I say about the last 8 years. Yeah, you know, I was fucking living in South America for a few years. I don't plan to stay here because it's just getting freaking worse. Getting worse. Okay, I think this dude called back.
Hey, man, I think we got cut off. This is Boyer.
No, we didn't get cut off, man. I wanted to go ahead and speak, and you kept running your yap, so I wanted to go ahead and mute you so you listen to me.
Well, I asked six times yes or no question, and you wouldn't answer yes or no.
Hold on. You're doing it again. Don't listen to me for me.
You're doing it again.
I go ahead. I let you speak. But yeah, if you say something.
I'm calm.
If you say something that's, you know, it's really, really relevant, I go ahead and deal with it. But if you're going to go ahead and go out and be saying stuff, I mean, you couldn't get off the stage. Did you see Donald Trump couldn't walk down that plank, that plank when I think he was leaving a ship or something? He couldn't walk down that.
And there's 27 videos of Biden falling down the stairs or falling off his bike.
So what?
You're going to compare 1 to 27? Get out of here. This was forced to be run ruled.
That's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant when he's the most powerful person in the world.
It's irrelevant. That don't make no sense. His mind's still good.
What do you think about Lincoln Riley?
Lincoln Riley? Who's that?
The girl from Georgia that was slaughtered by an illegal who has had several convictions and should have been deported before they even admitted it, her own government. And then Biden at the State of the Union called her Lincoln Riley when it's Lincoln Riley. Who is the coach of USC football team?
Let me throw something at you.
The next day after she was murdered,
you're doing it again.
I'm not done. You're cutting me off. And then the next day after State of the Union on CBS, he sat there and said, yeah, I should have called him an undocumented visitor or something like that bullshit. Didn't ever said apology for her being murdered or anything. That's bullshit. You're not using common sense. You got to check your facts.
Okay. Well, I didn't see that. You know, I do some research on it.
You got to check your facts. It was a State of the Union, man. CBS News. Come on, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a family to take care of and a business to run.
I still checked it.
I got a family to take. Hold on, man. I got a family to take care of, a business to run.
I do too. I'm working two jobs.
And I got a nonprofit that I'm trying to go hit and bring back up to speed. So, you know, a lot of my time.
I'm running the church kitchen.
Hold on, man. Listen for a minute. I got kids I got to go ahead and I got to deal with. So those things take up a lot of my time. My family. The economic situation here, I go ahead and I look at certain things here when I got time. But that State of the Union speech, I didn't see all of that. You know, you got a lot of free time apparently, but I didn't see.
I don't have a lot of free time. You're assuming stuff, and then you're calling me out on stuff when I'm speaking facts, and you're saying it's not true.
But listen to your facts. You trying to crucify Biden for the things he said. But let's go back to Donald Trump, who told, you know, while he was in the White House, told 30,000 lies.
Where'd you get that stat from?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Name
go
the fact.
Ahead, man. Don't make
30,000
lives. They've been saying it all the time. So you just go ahead and got selective hearing? Is that what you're saying?
I don't have selective hearing. You can't name the facts. I'm sitting there questioning it, and you can't name facts. And then when I name facts, you're like, oh, I got kids to feed. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear the State of the Union.
No. I didn't hear the State of the Union.
Yes, I do hear.
Okay, hold on.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
I'm holding on. You've been telling me to hold on all night.
No, you ain't been on all night. You only been on for about, maybe like 10 minutes. So stop lying.
Yeah, in 9 of the 10 minutes, you said hold on about 60 damn times a minute.
No, I didn't. I don't do that. So here it is.
Yeah, you got to check your facts.
Trump's false and misleading claims total 30,573 over 4 years. Okay, that's the Washington
Post. I guarantee
Post.
That's
let me go
CNN
and
or MSNBC.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Or ABC. Where'd you get that fact from? Yahoo News.
Who says Yahoo News also?
They were out in the 1998.
Seattle Times. So yeah, if you want to be specific, I'll get you some of those lies, okay?
Specific? That's an ocean.
You got jokes, motherfucker.
All right, hey, I got plenty of jokes and facts. I got
you
a question for
them.
You.
No, you. What you're doing is you
can
got, like I said, misleading facts. You got misleading facts and things that are not even relevant to the world.
Irrelevant? I talked about Lake and Riley, and you didn't even know about it. It got
I
mentioned the State
no,
of
hell
Union.
No. And let me go back. Minutes. You said an illegal. You said illegal killed her, right?
He was illegal. He should have been deported several times. They've admitted that.
So what about all the American-born killers?
74 times.
What about all the American-born killers? You got more people who are born in America do more crime than the illegals do.
What do you think about the border crisis? Is it extreme or not an issue?
It's not an issue. And let me explain it before you start talking the way out of left field here. When white folks start coming to Lake and Riley's family, hold on, you said it again. Stop saying that.
You're a host. Stop saying that.
So look, when white folks start coming to America, who was checking their IDs?
Say it again. I cut out.
When white folks started invading America, who was checking their IDs?
You're talking about the 1500s when they couldn't print anything. Get the hell out of here. What are we talking about here?
Were they supposed to verify shit on their iPhones back then? 1500s, 1800s, early 1900s. Okay, so, all the people coming through Ellis Island. And then right now, if you go ahead and look at it, it's something like I've seen between 1100. Hold on, man. It's my show. I run this shit.
Quit saying hold on.
All right, I won't say it no more. I was trying to be nice, so I'll just do this for you.
So you hear
all the people who came through Ellis Island, and right now you got between 11 and 14 million individuals in the country illegally. And you know the biggest thing here, you ain't mentioned, you want to talk about those brown people coming from the southern border, but you ain't talking about, hey, look, majority of those people, that between 11 and 14 million, I believe it is, hey, those people, majority of those come from Europe, overstaying their visas. So, you point your finger at the wrong individuals, dude. I'm on mute your line, man, but you got to go ahead and show. Remember, it's my show.
Pulling bullshit.
What did you say? That's what I thought. That's why, for me, discussing politics and the American political situation today, the American political situation today is just really, really retarded. Because half of America is extremely stupid. Extremely stupid. If you don't believe me, go ahead and check. Check where American falls as far as education is concerned. Check. If
America with the education system here, America's a fucking dumb. They fall either in the last thing I saw was like 50 industrialized nations, and America was like 25th in a lot of in this category. I think it was reading, math. No, I think it was reading was 17. Math, I think it was like 25. I gotta find that old thing there. And then science, it was like 29. So America's full of fucking bunch of dummies. Full of a bunch of damn dummies. And this dude just proved it. Well, you Biden couldn't get off the stage. I don't give a fuck about that. What is he doing to go ahead and help me and put money in my pocket? What is he doing to go ahead and help my life get better? You know, for me, I'm going to say it again. Fuck the Democrats and definitely fuck the Republicans, because they're both the same goddamn creature, in my opinion. Okay? But you go ahead and you see which one you can go ahead and benefit from. If I was rich, oh, yeah, I'd go for Republicans. Hell, yeah. You know, giving those tax breaks. You listen to, even Dave Chappelle said it. Hey, look here, I ain't mad at Trump. Shit, he put a lot of money in my pocket. They're for rich folks. And I don't understand how poor people, like poor folks like this white dude here, go ahead and go along with these kinds of people, man. How the fuck does that make any sense? He ain't going here dealing with, you know, whatever interests you have. You voting against your own interests. You going against your own interests. And you see the kind of stuff that this dude bring up. Biden couldn't get off the stage. Okay, man. So how is that going to go ahead and deal with this lack called inflation? How is that going to go ahead and deal with any of the prices? Housing is messed up. I saw something the other day on how during that housing crisis a few years back, and the market just, you know, they said the market collapsed and got back. I was a victim of that shit. My house got taken from me. Because I didn't even have to accept that loan. It was the guy who was going here working with me, and I was trusting this dude. Only could find out he fucked me over. He was like, yeah, this is the best thing for you. I didn't know. I educated myself since then. I educated myself a whole lot since then. And if I buy another house in America, I know what to look for. I don't give a shit about people who go ahead and saying ridiculous, racist-ass stuff, things I was hearing them say when this bridge collapsed. Why you want to go ahead and fix that bridge? You know, Marjorie Taylor, you know, Taylor Greene or whatever her name is, you fucking bitch looked like some kind of Martian. And this other bastard, I can't remember his name, another motherfucker looked like he was dropped in on a fucking spaceship. He's saying some other crazy stuff. Then there's this Philman dude, this Lyman, Phil Lyman, and then this other jerk. Let me find this dude here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This dude's a moron, too. Let me get his name. I see his picture, but I don't got his name here just yet. And this dude's a jerk too, man. He don't make no damn sense. This lawmaker from Pennsylvania. And let me look for some more nonsense people. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. This dude from Pennsylvania is criticizing Biden for pledging the federal government to pay and replace the bridge. And that's Francis Scott Key. That dude did the Star Spangled Banner, I think that's who it is. Yeah, I think that's the dude. Another bastard we should be throwing bricks at. But this guy is Representative Dan Mosier from Pennsylvania. And these people showing you that they just straight up racist. They showing you that they straight up racist. And it don't make no sense. When they show you your face, You know, because you go ahead and go back to Maya Angelou. You know, when people go ahead and show you who they are that first time, you go ahead and say, hey, look, that's the kind of person they are. I used to kind of disagree with that, but it's some facts to that. Some strong facts to that. My man, hold on, let me see if this is dude again, man.
Hey guys,
hello.
This is Bora. I think we get cut off again.
I don't know. That's probably you. What's your name?
It's Bora.
What can I call you?
Boyer.
Huh?
Boyer.
Boyer. What does that mean?
That's my name.
Did you get that name out of some kind of listing or somewhere, or you just made that up, or you were just playing with letters?
That's my last name, and you're sitting there hosting a show, and you're going to goof on my name and ask three
I'm
times?
Not, well, you know, it just seems a little different, okay? Just put yourself in my shoes. It seems like a little different. And the way you
my
call my show,
Andrew
you know,
Boyer. Andrew
huh?
Boyer. My
Andrew
name's Andrew Boyer?
Boyer.
I've been called Boyer
from?
Since the second grade.
Where you from, man?
Where am I from?
Yeah. What city you live in?
I'm from Georgetown, Kentucky.
Georgetown, Kentucky.
Go ahead and Google it.
No, I've been there.
I can hear
I
you typing.
I used to spend a lot of time in Lexington.
Go
I've been
Cats.
To Louisville a few times.
Fuck the Cards, go Cats.
No, man. Why do you hate Biden so much, man?
I'm just spitting, like, common sense, and I get shut down and talked to.
No. You were saying some things, and, I'm trying to get clarity on some stuff, and you just kept going on, and you wouldn't give clarity.
That the border is overloaded. Would we agree on that?
No, we wouldn't. When last time you been to the border?
I don't need to be at the border. I watch the news every day.
No, that don't mean shit. That don't mean shit. I'm going to show
it
you something. I'm
shit.
Also a vet. Let me explain it to you.
Okay.
Don't cut me off.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm also a vet, right? And the stuff that I saw when I was
God
on active duty, that the news media never even covered. Never even covered. And so also, I grew up in Chicago in some rough neighborhoods, and I've seen stuff that news media never even covered. So I also lived in a border town before. I used to live in San Diego. And hey, look,
San Diego,
I can see
what the hell that
every day.
The ocean?
Come on.
What are you talking about? What are we talking about? Born in the goddamn ocean.
What?
What's it bordering?
San Diego is like the, okay, San Diego, Chula Vista, Bonita, and then there's San Jose.
There should be a lot of facts coming out right now.
What?
You say a lot. That is not a border town.
San Diego, really? Okay, it's not directly on the border, okay?
It says a border town.
No, it's not directly on the border. I'll give you that.
You just said
it
was.
It's the largest city on the
coast.
Hold on, man. You've been to San Diego before?
Bro.
You haven't been to San Diego before?
I'm looking at a map. I don't need to be there. What do you mean?
Fuck your map. I used to live there.
This is common sense. You've been there. And
you apparently you don't have much because you go ahead. You getting your information from the news, but you ain't going ahead getting involved in shit. I was trying to explain some stuff to you, and you go ahead and talking crazy. But
I'm
lived in San Diego.
You called it a border town.
Hold on. I wasn't finished.
On the border.
I was not finished.
I guess Kentucky's on the border, too. It's landlocked.
It's and on the border of what, Mexico?
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know you were. You had to be, man. That shit sounds crazy as hell.
I know, but, I mean, this is why I've called in three times, because we have to hear this bullshit. You have no audience because of this bullshit, man. You're not thinking right.
Hold on. Let me slow you down, Playboy. Let me slow you down here. Okay, so...
I've called in three times.
Okay, hold on. You need to listen here.
If you had a line full of people on a Friday...
So, on a... I've just started back doing my shows. Okay, I had stopped doing shows because, like I was, you know, in the opening, if you had been here, you would understand that. Hey, look, I've been in and out of America. I got a home in South America. I go here and I do things across the U.S. I spend a lot of time in Florida. So I didn't have time to be doing the shows. And I'm going to tell you this. If you go ahead and look at when this platform was created, when Blog Talk was created, my account goes back to 2008. I had done a lot of shows, but the last few years I ain't been doing it. And for the whole term of the pandemic, hey, I was in Columbia, South America. So I haven't been doing a lot of shows, and a lot of people don't even know I'm back yet. Because my shows used to be pretty much tight. They were pretty good. But how do I put this? I've been doing a lot of shows before this. This is like only like my third show here, and I'm trying to go ahead and regain my audience, which I know I can. So I'm just mostly practicing, and it's good you call in because, you know, I'm listening to your nonsense and give me some stuff to talk about. Speak.
Okay, you called San Diego right on the border town. I've called in. You said Biden can operate stairs. We can go to YouTube and watch him falling downstairs.
Why do you keep bringing up the stairs? Who cares about the stairs, man?
You keep talking over me.
Because you're talking stupid, and it's my show. So here's
call,
the thing.
Please call in. I know
you
listen.
Care about the stairs? I don't care about
Pat's
the stairs.
Calling.
I care about what's he doing for my pocket.
You're going to compare right now to 4 years ago about our pocket?
He wasn't helping you. You ain't a millionaire.
I am not a millionaire. You go to Walmart, you buy 6 bags of groceries. How much does it cost you?
6 bags of groceries depends on what I get. So I'm asking
$100. $100. And you walk out
what?
Like, I didn't get anything. I didn't even buy meat this time. That's fact.
What'd you say?
You buy 5 to 6 bags of groceries at Walmart, and it's $90 to $100.
That's more than that. Depends on where you live. And let me go ahead and get
exactly.
Break
it
down.
It wasn't like that four years ago.
Hold on.
You said it again. We've talked about it all night. You keep saying the H word.
I won't say it again. I'll just do this.
You already told me that.
So, for me, I'm a chef. So, my thing is, I don't spend a lot of time in Walmart buying groceries. I go to wholesalers. I even go to farms and buy my stuff in bulk. Okay, so I don't spend a lot of time in Walmart. That's a ripoff. So I go buy my stuff in bulk, just like I go to what they call Restaurant Depot, and I think they got it in Kentucky. I go to there's a bunch of wholesalers, and it's like several streets where it just got a bunch of wholesalers. I go to those kinds of places, you know, Sam's, even on location, Costco, and I go get my stuff from that kind of stuff. I don't spend a lot of time in Walmart. And if I buy things in Walmart, a lot of things I'm buying online. So a lot of stuff I don't get from Walmart, too. So, you know, that's you. That's you and your thing here. I go here and I'll spend a few more dollars to buy stuff in bulk. Right now I got like 40 pounds of ground turkey. Okay? I couldn't go here and buy none of that in Walmart and then get the price I'm getting it. So if you go ahead and you go ahead and do the cost, okay, so 1 pound, let me see, how much would that come out to be? The 1 pound would probably be maybe like, I think it's sort of like maybe like almost $1.25. So maybe even less. But my thing is this, I don't go to Walmart. So to me, that don't really support your claim.
Okay, I'm going to ask you. You said you're a chef?
Yes, I am.
Okay, if you're going to cook a steak to well done, what's the max temp you can cook it to?
Are you serious,
eternal
man?
Temp.
The eternal temp, it should be between 150, depending on if you want a medium rare. It should be about 160.
Medium rare is not 150.
Hold on, it depends on your cooking method and your cooking time.
It doesn't
time,
depend.
Dude.
That's not medium rare. Medium rare is almost rare. 165 is well done, and you're saying you know politics.
165 is well done. You can't tell steak,
and you're a chef. Come on, man.
What you just say, man? What did you just say? Give me
I'm
your question again. Let me show you what you're
you
wrong.
You're hosting a show, and you know politics, and you said you're a chef, and you said 150 is medium rare.
One
go type in Google right now. Fact check me right now. He's 150 medium rare.
Well done.
Type
well
it into Google. Let the audience know. Let the three people.
Where did you get your culinary training?
Basic Google analysis, Gordon Ramsay YouTube videos. 150 is not medium rare.
You're a fucking keyboard warrior, man. You ain't
well
doing
done.
Nothing real.
Type it in right now. Type it in right now and tell me.
It don't right now. It that don't matter. I'm doing my show. It don't matter.
It don't matter. What are you talking? Point proven. You said you're a chef and you can't even cook a steak right. What are you talking
I
about?
Can't cook a steak.
Come
oh,
on, man.
No.
150 is not medium rare. You know that. That's like
yeah.
Medium rare is bleeding. They're not bleeding at 150.
No. Medium rare. Medium.
You
would have
been first
not...
out on Hell's Kitchen. Come on, dude.
Oh, I love that show. You trying to get on my good side because I like Gordon Ramsay? Huh?
You're going to be working at the Tennyson Tavern with a population of 47 getting shit
sent
back.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. About? Come on, man. 150. Google it. I'm asking you to Google it right now. What is medium rare internal temperature?
No, that's, like I said, like I said one about 145.
No, you said 150. It's what you said.
I did say that.
Okay, Google it. You can't say you're a chef and know that. Dude, I'm a fucking
wait, hold on.
Graduate.
Okay, so let me get you with a question.
Delivering packages for UPS, and
okay,
I know
wait,
that.
Wait,
don't
wait,
let me
wait,
know
wait.
That. I'm asking you to Google it. Google it. You and me
I
again.
I don't need to Google that. Since you're throwing some questions at me.
You do need to Google it. You're wrong.
Wait. Answer this question. Hey, here's one. What is a white room?
You Google it, and I'll answer your question.
Okay, yeah. I'm Googling it right now. So what is a white room?
Google it. Okay, you can't Google and talk at the same time. I've known you can't do two things at once.
Okay. Yeah, yes, I can. I can mute your ass is one of them. So what is a white room, a brown room, okay, and what does the word room stand for? Can you even spell it? I'm listening.
You're answering my questions with a question. I've asked you to Google it. Is 150 medium rare, and you won't do it.
Hey, it's unimportant.
You're deflecting. You're deflecting.
No, that's what you think.
You called yourself a chef. That means you're on lunch late in elementary school. Come on.
I am a chef.
Okay, what elementary school? What do you bake in the oven?
What
do you overcook in the oven?
What are you talking about?
I asked you to Google it, and you said, okay, I'm Googling. I can mute your ass at the same time. And then you sat there, and you asked me to answer my question with a question. My whole point is
I already
you
asked
don't
your
know
question.
Shit.
Okay, so, you know, I don't really, honestly,
you
I don't really.
You said you were Googling it 5 minutes ago, motherfucker.
No, I was lying to you. I was going to get you to shut up.
Oh, now we're lying. You said earlier you were truthful. You're speaking truth.
Yeah, I do my best.
I got you by the nuts.
Oh, man, that sounds gross, man. And I don't like men touching me. I'm not into that.
Okay, go ahead and you hear that silence? That means you'll never be a comedian.
I've never tried to be a – what the fuck are you – I'm listening to you, man. You sound kind of crazy, but I'm an entertainer.
You said you'd be a chef. You know, there's two things you won't be.
Well, I'm already a chef. I'm already done.
I'm just asking you
already,
to Google it. Would you
I'm
Google it 150,
a
medium rare steak?
A lot of people here, so hey.
Catering? Nobody's buying that shit.
I've had restaurants. I've done menu –
Name the restaurants. Name the restaurants. Name the restaurants.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, yeah. You can't. Again, every question I answer, you won't answer.
Somebody
every question I answer, I don't care
business.
That you can't make it upstairs.
Huh?
I just want you to Google, is 150 internal temperature at medium rare steak? And then I'm done for the night.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good night. You're wrong, bitch.
You don't get to cuss me out. What is this fucker here? Let me Google that for real. This shit is about that. Dumbass may have been on to something. I never really paid attention to it. Because for me, making steaks, it's a thing where I go ahead and I touch them and I touch into my hand. Some of that shit I may not remember. Fuck it, I don't give a shit. I've done just about everything I'm going to do in the culinary business right now. You know, I do some certain things, but I don't really do a whole lot of shit anymore, man. Yeah, it was all. Yeah, this motherfucker, I was just about right, you stupid ass. But it got here. I'm looking at it. I went to look at it. And it said 125. Like, 150, that's damn near well done. Well, fuck it. I forgot. But I don't stand over a stove anymore like I used to, so I don't really give a fuck about that question. Anyway, back to my thing here. I want to go ahead and see some more people stand up. I want to see my people go ahead and get out of this system and to do a lot better than what we have been doing. And it seems like it's we still are like the deer caught in the headlights. So we let a lot of fantasy materialism go ahead and fuck us up. And we're not doing things as a whole. And I think that's the bigger thing, is trying to get people to get on the same page. Because you got more distractions. And the distractions that we have as a people is entertainment. And I saw a shirt, I think I saw it on Facebook, where the lady said, hey, entertainers are not leaders. But in a lot of our circles, they are. I remember once where, let me dip off just a little bit. I remember when a lot of people were trying to imitate Sean P. Diddy, Puffy. A lot of people was going ahead and trying to imitate his lifestyle. I'll be honest, he's my brother. You know, the way he dressed. You know, and I ain't got nothing against that. I like to spend money on my clothes, but, you know, where he carried himself with his appearance. That's what my brother going to go ahead and was trying to imitate. And as of right now, that is some motherfucker I would want to keep my distance from. Because just about everybody in that circle is about to go to jail. Everybody close to him because they all saw something or knew something. We got that stuff all messed up. But anyway, back to this thing here. Oh, this dude called back again. Oh my goodness, man. Let me entertain him just a little bit more. I ran out of marijuana. Okay, Boris.
This is Boris. I just want you to know that I've called in 4 straight times, got on immediately.
Okay, I'm going to give you a prize later on, okay? If you call in a 7th time, you get a real nice prize.
I hope it's your medium rare steak. I just
Googled. Let me tell you something that I don't think
No, you just said it again. Let me talk. I Googled one.
Okay, so I Googled it. Okay, so I give it to you. Yeah, you was correct. Okay, and it was talking about, because I knew what you were saying, but I didn't give a fuck, because I haven't been in a restaurant like that in a long time. Okay, so I just do I cater some parties. You don't understand what that means, apparently. I go ahead and I make food for events, you know, and so I'm not standing at a stove where I got to go ahead, at a grill where I got to go ahead and test the temperature and all that. I ain't done that in a long time, man. I stopped working for people a long time ago. I've been doing my own thing, okay? And I can prove that. I ain't got to prove that to your ass. So let me hear your shit right now. Go on ahead. Let me hear you. You're lying,
okay,
up, man.
I'm glad it took 20 minutes for you to admit I was right.
Yeah, okay. You see what kind of person I am?
If I'm not done talking, I get cut off every time.
No, your phone keep fucking up, and I could barely understand what you were saying in the beginning.
No. Okay, I'll go the other side of the house to prove this.
Maybe you should. You maybe want to go on top of the. I'll get on the roof.
I'll get up. I'll fucking come to San Diego, the border city, and we'll talk face to face.
Oh man, see now you got jokes.
Send me your giant steak. That's a good joke. You know, you gotta admit it.
San Diego is considered a border town, man. So you can say whatever you want.
Okay, you maybe got one tonight. Okay, but every time I've called tonight, you said I've been in the military. I served. I was in the inner city. I've been on border city. I've been a head chef. What is the internal temperature for chicken?
Anyway, I said I'm a chef, and then I own my own
chef.
Space.
A chef, but a basic chef at McDonald's knows how to cook beef.
Yeah, but you didn't listen.
You're
to
cutting
the other
me off
part.
Now. Let me ask
you
my
didn't
question.
Listen to the other part. You didn't listen to the other part. So if you go ahead,
everything
and listen,
tonight.
Hold on, you
I got muted. I had to listen four times.
And I'm entertaining you, just killing time. So here, look.
I know. I've been having fun with you, bro. We'd have fun together.
I don't have to go ahead and go by the temperature.
Say it again.
I don't have to go by the temperature. Okay. So look, let me show you this. If you take your hand and you look at your hand, then you extend your thumb to as far as you can go ahead and extend it. Right. That part between your thumb and your index finger. If you touch it right now, it's kind of hard. For me, that was well done. If you touch
yeah,
your
I
index
seen that
finger,
on basic Gordon Ramsay's Hell Kitchens episodes. You test the firmness.
Hell no. I ain't never seen that shit on there. You motherfucker.
You haven't watched Hell's Kitchen? It's a great show, bro.
I ain't never watched Hell's Kitchen. I like Kitchen Nightmare.
Oh, come on, man. I know. Now I know you ain't a chef. You ain't watching that.
I ain't in the Hell's Kitchen. I ain't never watched it. I knew two of the contestants on that damn show. But I like Hell's Kitchen. That's what I like. Okay? Man, I ain't watching no fucking, I don't want to watch that shit. I don't need
Kitchen
nobody
Nightmares
to remind me of how you
I'm sure I saw your ass on there not sanitizing shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good joke. Come on, bro. We're having fun.
Oh, man. Okay.
We're having fun, dude. Come on. We're busting balls. I do have a legit question for you.
Wait, hold on. Should I go ahead and drink some gasoline or go ahead and drink vodka? We're going to handle your question.
Hey, Mad Dog 2020 Orange Jubilee, brother. It's $5.
What is that again?
Say it again.
Orange Jubilee.
It's called Mad Dog 2020 Orange Jubilee. It's
man,
$5.
Hold on, wait, stop. Let me show you something, man.
Stop.
See, I'm a Mad Dog connoisseur. How can you be talking stupid to a motherfucker who drink Mad Dog? Hey, I'm trying to figure out, man, you talking retarded. I drink Mad Dog. I prefer,
you drink
I prefer
Mad
to
Dog?
Have that.
Dude,
go ahead.
Let me finish.
I prefer to go ahead and have that than go ahead and spend $200, $300, and $400 on a bottle of liquor and it's gone, and I spend less than $5 on me a brick, and I'm good.
I'm high-fiving you through the phone. I am high. Do you like whiskey?
Sometimes.
Okay. I got a trick for you. I learned this at Talladega. Canadian Club whiskey, if you drink it shit straight, it's shit. But if you go to CVS, it's $17 for a handle. You mix it with Coke, Pepsi, Coke Zero, it'll blow your balls off. Quantity over quality.
Don't keep making these references to my nuts. I'm not into that.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying. It's bros. We're hanging out, having fun.
Don't keep making it. And, okay, and for me, okay, now you lost me because I'm not a rum and coke. You know, I don't. For some reason, I got to the point where I don't like Coke, Pepsi, none of that stuff with my liquor. I can't. Yes, it's too sweet for me. I don't like that.
What do you mix it with? Just straight?
Well, what I have been doing. With any type of whiskey, even the CC or the fucking, what is it, Reserve, some shit, I don't even give a damn. I've been making my Irish cream. That's what I've been doing. I go ahead and I make Irish cream.
I haven't tried that. I'm going to try it.
And there's some simple ways to do it. You can do it the original way by going ahead and the cream and the coffee and some other stuff. Or they got these syrups, you know, the Irish cream syrups, or then the, what's it called? Like the coffee make, the sweet creamers. you know, you put in the coffee, you get different flavored creamers.
Like an Irish car mom?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. What? No, anyway.
I just had one last weekend on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I make my own Irish cream. And that's one of the things I go here, and that's something I like doing. That's one of the drinks I like to have. There's a few others I like. But that's one of the drinks I like to have. So I ain't got no problem with that. But you drink Mad Dog, man. You talking crazy to me. And you drink Mad Dog and you love Trump. Goodness, man, you fucking us up.
Okay, hang on. You're not letting me ask my question. I'm glad we bonded. I don't want to be enemies. We're friends.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
I'm all for getting along with people. Like, when people stop talking, that's when violence happens. Agreed?
To a point, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Somewhat. We can meet in the middle. Okay. But
Okay. You know what? Honestly,
you're a good person.
I know you're
a good person hearing from you.
Well, see, I run a nonprofit. I do a lot of stuff for people, man. I do a lot of stuff for people, and it's like I get frustrated with it, you know. So that was one reason during that pandemic thing, you know, including COVID, when I wasn't allowed back in the U.S., I was kind of happy where I was at, man, because it was like, fuck going back to America, man. America full of shit.
Right, I agree. Okay, back to your chef days.
To
healthily cook a chicken, what does a chicken need to be internally cooked to? What temperature?
Oh, that one needs to go here and be pumped up to about 160, 165, because you'll get that salmonella.
Bingo, okay. I'm glad I ended you on a good note tonight. Thank you.
Really?
How do you eat your steaks, though? What do you eat your steaks at?
I'm not I have steak.
I'm medium rare.
I don't really eat a lot of steak. If I eat beef, I'll go ahead and be mixed with something. I make goat meat. I love goat. I make curry coconut goat.
Ooh.
That's what I had today.
Ooh, that sounds. Have you been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
Hell yeah.
Fogo de Chao's?
Huh?
That's what they call it in our area, Fogo de Chao's.
No, over here it was Texas de Brazil.
Do they bring it out in the big skewer?
Man, it's hell yeah. Why?
Don't they call it all you can eat?
What, you gonna buy me one or what the hell? I can bring some people if you gonna.
Well,
go
don't
get
they
in
call
there.
It all you can eat?
Yeah. Oh man, I saw a video on a guy. Man, they kicked out of the restaurant.
The veteran. He was a veteran. They kicked him out.
Right. And I was like, wait a minute.
Isn't that
BS? All you can eat.
It's all you can eat. It's not like he's a fight, fat, white, trash piece of shit. Like, that guy was buff.
Yeah, I saw that video. Yeah, he wasn't skinny. And that's mostly protein when you're working out. Yeah, so.
And I thought about you when I saw that video because I knew you wouldn't like that. Bullshit.
I saw it. I didn't catch the whole thing because I got distracted. But, you know, the only thing stuck in my mind was he got kicked out. But that's not the first time. You know, that's not the first time I saw. Years ago, right, there was a seafood place where they had, like, oh, you can eat, like, crab on, like, Friday nights. And they had this table over there, man. They were bringing the crab legs out in buckets. And, like, the old pails, the little aluminum pails and stuff. Oh,
right.
Man, they kicked those folks out of that. And they weren't loud. They weren't crazy. They kept stuffing their mouth and buying beers and wine. And there was a table of, like, I think it was like 10 guys. Man, they told them that they got to go because they ate too much. And I couldn't believe that. It's say all you can eat, but when you eating, how would you put it? All you can eat, but all they allow you to eat, something like that, you know, which was really, really ridiculous.
Yeah. So Fogo de Chao's is the big Brazilian restaurant in the Midwest. It's awesome. It's for a lunchtime meal, it's about $55 it'll run you. And we always ask the waitress whether it's in Louisville,
no,
Indianapolis,
no.
Lexington.
You in Kentucky.
We always – Georgetown.
Right?
Yeah, Georgetown.
No, you in Kentucky. So I'm in the Chicago area.
Go Cats. What?
I'm in the Chicago area. Do you know how much
going
to Texas?
Midwest,
yeah,
brother.
You know
represents Iowa on the caller ID.
Oh. man. Let me show you this. But you know how much it costs to go to that the Texas de Brazil here in Schaumburg? I mean, one person, you're going to spend over $105.
For one person?
For one person. It's going to be close to $100 or maybe more for one person.
Jesus Christ.
And that would be like including, like if you drink, if you get you a beer or whatever, oh, man, that just jacks the price up. But it's a nice setup. The place is really, really nice. It's really, really nice. And it's amazing these guys come out with these, these long swords and skewers, and they got just about everything. And you can be sitting there and fucking throw them down here. So, I don't want nobody to go here and misunderstand. Marijuana is legal in this area. So, hey, look, don't go smoking that shit and maybe drinking you a brick of Mad Dog, then come on over to Texas in Brazil because you're going to eat too much because of the weed and you're going to be out a good $300 for one person.
Hey.
Man, you breaking up bad, man. What kind of service you got, man?
I'm walking upstairs, fan off. Hang on. Is this better?
I told you to get on the roof.
What if we don't have a roof in Kentucky? Is this better?
Yeah, that's you need to go outside on the roof, get on out there.
I'm on the neighbor's roof.
I need you to stand on one leg and put your arm out.
So have you been to that? How many times have you been to that Brazilian steakhouse?
Let me see. Not that many, like three times.
When's the last time you went?
It was a few years ago. I let me see.
3 years ago? When was the first time you went?
No, it was before that. 3 years ago, I wasn't in the U.S.
Okay.
I just got back about a year and a half.
That's just probably $300 right now.
Yeah, it was a lot of money when I went before. It was a hell of a lot of money before. See, like I said, I told you, I'm a chef. I ain't bullshitting about you. I'm a real deal. And I don't.
Except for steak.
Steaks. When I had my restaurant or I did catering. Okay, if you want that, that's what you want. But mostly, I'm mostly a seafood person. Just
ooh,
about
you
anything.
Do crab?
Huh?
We love crab. You do crab?
Yeah, I like crab. Just about anything is.
Well, hey, what's the best type of crab? There's only one right answer.
No, you know how many different types of crabs there are, man?
There is, but there's only one right answer.
There's no way. That's my
I'm
right answer.
Hannah, before you answer,
you got,
I'm talking
okay,
bang for your
break
buck
down,
in flavor.
You got the Dungeness crab, which is like a little, they got the rock crab. No, Dungeness is like a little, it looks like a little brownish. And when it's alive, that's pretty cool. You get those little blue crabs where a lot of guys go, and this gross me out. These guys go ahead and get it to where it's shedding its shell, molting, I believe that's what it's called. And then the crab crawls out of there, and they like to get it when it's like soft, and they go ahead and they fry it up. They go ahead and they coat it with flour, seasoned flour. And,
right, I've seen that. What's your one answer? Is it snow crab, queen, king, or Dungeness, or blue crab?
Oh, king crab. Okay.
King? Oh, dude, I know we can't agree on anything. It's Dungeness.
No, Dungeness, it depends on what you're eating, dude. Now, you listen to me.
If you're on a budget, you're making your middle class,
being a
family
of
four, what are you going for?
Go ahead, say it again, because I think that's the problem. I didn't hear your question. Go ahead.
Okay.
What is
okay? If you're a middle class basic American, and you're feeding a family of four, you, your wife, and two kids, what's the best bang for your buck crab leg? We all know king's the best, but what's the best bang for your buck?
You gonna have to go with them blue crabs, and then like the snow crabs. It's all expensive though.
Oh, dude, you got to go to Costco. Dungeness is crazy there. You get like 5-6 clusters for $23.
What did I just tell you? In this area, man, that shit's hell of expensive, man. Okay, let me tell you. I had a box of let me see. You said Costco? No, I didn't get it from Costco. I got it from Restaurant Depot. I had a box of snow crabs and then the king crab legs, right? And
was it boxed or
those,
frozen?
Huh?
Was it like fresh or frozen?
It's
like saran wrapped or in a box?
I'm in Chicago, dude. It's all gonna be frozen. Shit.
Okay. Well, yeah, same here.
So you know, it was in a box, and the one box with snow crabs, that was $170, and I think how much was in there? Like 20 pounds? No, I forgot. And then like the king crab legs, that was like about $190. So yeah, you know,
Damn, dude.
What's that?
That's expensive.
Didn't I just tell you as that?
I knew that. You didn't tell me that, but it's worth it. But
it was worth it because I got a lot. And if I had just bought them like when the regular grocery stores or something, or the seafood store, that shit would have been even more. But you're going to Costco. I agree with you. Not Costco. I got it from Restaurant Depot, which made it even cheaper. Because, you know, I got a membership, and then like, you got my tax ID number.
Oh, we ain't got none of that around here. Shit. What do you put in your boil? What seasoning? That's the key.
Say it again?
What do you put in your seasoning, like in your boil?
For the most part, I go ahead and I'll use what they call pickling seasoning.
What is it?
Yeah, get pickling seasoning. It's one of those things you use to, you know, make like chutneys and jellies and stuff like that. And you can make a bunch of stuff with it. But I that's basically what I use. I don't get none of that other crap. The pickling seasoning, it works out well.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. And they slowly not selling that so much. So you have to make
what
up
about
your
Old Bay?
Own. Nah, I don't mess with that. I ain't never bought that.
Okay.
Never.
So I'm going wrong.
I never bought that. Only thing I use is the pickling seasoning. If I don't have pickling seasoning, because when they get the crab, right, they freeze them in salt water. Okay, so right now
mm-hmm.
you got the salt. Right now you got the salty flavor. So to add extra
right.
flavor to them, I use the pickling seasoning. Or I'll just go ahead and throw it into a pot with just a bunch of onions and with a mirepoix, you know, onion, garlic, and bay leaf, and I'll do that sometimes.
Have you thrown, like, whole mushrooms in it, too, at the very end?
Whole mushrooms?
Yeah, like portobello mushrooms.
No, I ain't never done that.
Oh, game changer.
Just...
You don't follow me, church?
No, man, no.
Oh, Texas barbecue, he throws mushrooms in it. He does celery, too. It's a game changer. You got to do whole, like, portobello mushrooms or whatever you want to use, but...
My whole life is... You know, I used to. I'm a chef. Well, I got a heavy culinary background. Is what I tell people now because I haven't been behind a stove regularly, professionally, as a business in a long time. But at the same time, I had while I was cooking a lot of places, I had a job. I had a federal job. So a lot of times I cook in the daytime, and work my federal job at night. So I'm trying to go ahead and keep this in a certain way. We're not.
You're cooked to order now with kids, bro, are you?
Huh?
You're a cook to order now with kids who are picky, aren't you?
Oh, my.
That's what I am.
How many kids you got?
I have three.
Okay, I got a young one. I got an old one in college, and I got two young ones.
Uh-huh.
And
is everybody the same, or are they picky?
one of the young ones real picky. My older one, I'll be honest, the older one is in college. So, and my other one is my younger ones are like just coming out of just barely in diapers right now.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Man, yeah,
you got wide
man,
range, bro.
Yeah, I've been married a couple of times, so.
Okay, same here, brother. On number two.
My thing is, like, my kids, okay, like, and, like, out of the two younger ones, the youngest one, loves shrimp, will eat crab with me. But the other one, she's picky. It's like she puts that, you know, that stop sign. She'll put her hand up there real fast. No, 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 I don't want that. It kind of like bugs me when she does that, because I'm trying to tell her it's good for you. So the young one, she'll just go ahead and grab and just go to work. Blah, 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 blah. And I like that. The older one, she's going to go ahead and do it. But I got another daughter in college, so she don't eat. She thinks she's, she be dancing and all that shit. She's modeled.
She's your basic college girl.
Yeah, it gets on my nerves.
Same here. We could eat in this family.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one question before I go to bed, though. You said you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
There's only one right answer. Who's your baseball team?
Huh?
There's only one right answer. Who's your baseball team?
See there? I'm not really a football, a baseball fan. I'm more of a football person.
Okay, well, if you had to do baseball, who's your baseball? You can't be from Chicago and not have baseball.
You know what? Maybe the White Sox, I guess.
Okay. As long as you didn't say the C word, Cubs or Cardinals, Reds works too.
I'm gonna tell you something though. I'm gonna tell you something. Check this out. If you're not into baseball and you just want to party and kick it, you don't go to where the White Sox play, because they don't have as much stuff. But you want to go up north to where the Cubs play. Oh, that's partying and drinking all night up there. Now that's having fun. Plus you're really close to the lake. You can go ahead and really have a good time up north. You may not like the Cubs, but man, it's all kinds of bars playing all kinds of live music. That's where that's a party spot.
I don't like the Cubs. I'm a Cincy Reds fan, but I've always wanted to try a true Chicago dog and go to a game at Wrigley. Check it off the bucket list.
And again, over there by where the White Sox play, it's some restaurants, you know, but they don't have as many as you when you go on the north side. And there's a couple of hot dog spots up there, man. You wouldn't leave. Oh, man. It's, for me, it's a spot where I can sit and eat and watch all these half-naked-ass women. Yeah, that's the spot to be in.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Yeah, I'm going to Talladega here in 3 weeks. You want to talk about the same thing. You gotta go to. Yeah. You gotta go. You like NASCAR?
I just like the drag racing thing that we used to do.
Nah, I'm no NASCAR guy either. But you gotta come to Talladega and just people watch, and just experience the Deep South. There's a true meaning to Deep South. You don't understand it until you're there. But
so is it more like going to the beach in Miami? Like going to the beach in Miami?
I've never been there, but I mean, I'm sure that's way classier than Talladega.
Oh, fuck. Okay, and here's another spot, right? Like I said, I got a house, I got a townhouse in Colombia, in South America. Oh, man, you know, somewhere in South America next to Brazil. Man, you go to the beaches. Ooh, they got a few islands. I've been to resorts down there. They got a few islands down there, man. And the beach in Colombia, man. You like, oh my, you don't want to leave. But my problem was my kid's mom is from the area, from Colombia, and like, you know, she wasn't having that. You know, your eyeballs better either be on her or on the ground. Her or the ground.
Yeah. See, Talladega's a guy's trip. You would like Talladega. We got extra room in the camper if you want to come.
When is that, next week?
No, it's in 3 weeks, like April 18th, 19th, somewhere like that, to the 22nd.
I can't. You know what? Thanks for the offer. Go ahead.
Say it again.
I said thanks for the offer, but I got a couple of events coming up. I do cater. I got a couple of fundraisers coming up. I need to prepare for it, make sure things are straight with that. Because I'm trying to go.
Shit, you can cater. We have 40 guys at our campsite. We would love a good cook. We can't do shit on the Blackstone. But we sat there.
Man, you can do some good workouts, man. I mean, you can do some good outside. You got if you got the right equipment, you can do some real good work.
My first year, there's beads everywhere. You know what they're doing with beads. And all of a sudden, we have a bunch of late 30s, 40-year-old adults fighting drunk high schoolers, just fist fighting Hatfields and McCoys in the middle of the dirt road.
Nah, I can't do that, man. That's too much energy.
No, it's awesome. And I tap him on the back like, hey, you got a fight going on behind you. Told this cop that. They go rushing in. This big army truck pulls in with this grandma who was 60-plus years old with her three granddaughters, two in high school, one maybe in middle school, shows her tits and is like, hey, this world's all about love, not peace. Look at these boys. And I almost threw up on the spot.
Man. Was it titty
you don't
nice?
Understand it, so you're down there, man. You got to go.
Was it titty
you can
nice?
Host the podcast down there.
Was the tits nice? Were they nice?
No, she was 60 plus.
Hey, it don't matter, man.
I've
been seeing some. Oh, man. That's another spot. Again, Columbia? Oh, my goodness, man. There's down there, right? I've seen some women who are up in age, man. You know, gray hair, man, and nice looking. Really? Really, really nice looking, and they'll tell you, hey, I'm 65. You know, I'm like, God damn, beautiful, 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 beautiful women. Really nice.
There is a funny political joke, whether you're left wing, right wing, that I pull down there, because you know everybody's right wing. 95% of people down there are right wing down there, right? At Talladega.
Yeah, I know. I've been to Orlando.
Okay, so they'll host an infield party, and I'll run ahead. Like, you go in the infield, like pit row, and I'll run ahead and find a bunch of Trump flags. And I know my buddies are coming up, and I'm like, hey, you see that tall redhead right there? He voted for Biden. He likes high gas prices and open borders. And they just berate my friend, and I'm sitting there laughing my ass off at these 50-year-old men screaming at my friend who has no clue what's going on. Whether you're left wing or right wing, that's really funny.
Yeah, man, it's good. It's good.
You know that's funny. You know, we disagree politically, but that's funny.
Yeah. Well, you need to go ahead and see the world for where it is. So you got a passport?
No, hell no. Making $30,000 a year.
Huh?
Make $30,000 a year. I can barely make it down to Ohio.
You still can go play. Come on, man, please. Hey, you mentioned McDonald's earlier.
That's
I know people
kids.
Who work fast food restaurants making less than you, but they in the Bahamas.
Something shady going on right there.
you just have to go. Well, shit, you got kids, so it ain't hard. You
Bahamas
really
are cheap, though. I was talking about that today with a buddy. He said like $570.
Man. Damn.
We're going to save up.
Huh?
We're going to have to save up and drop the kids off of the neighbors.
Yeah, you just got to go ahead and budget and save a little bit. That's it, man. You can go ahead
All right, bro. It's good talking. Glad we ended on a good note. I got to be up in about 2.5 hours to go load trucks, but it's been a good night talking to you. When's your next episode? I'll be sure to call in.
I said, what do you do? What do you work?
I load trucks at UPS.
Oh, man, I did that before.
Good insurance,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, you need to get you some rest because y'all should be starting in a minute. And I know it can be rough.
Tell me about it. I've been watching these March Madness games, dude.
Oh, man, that's why you record it, man. You go back to, you know, use that on-demand shit, man. That's what you do.
Dude, I had $25 on crate, and then they choked.
You did what?
I had $25 on Creighton, and they choked.
No, man, I was – no. That game was on – it was one game on tonight, man. I was looking at summer. I can't remember who the fuck it was.
No, Creighton played. They lost.
Maybe that was the game. They was up by a lot, weren't they?
No, they trailed the whole game. It was never close. I was depressed the whole time. Even threw a bottle against the wall.
That's okay. Okay, so you lost that 25. So next time, bet 50 and go ahead and make up for that 25 you lost.
It's okay. I got UConn in the work pool down there at the shop. All
right, man. All right, go do your thing, man. All right.
When's your next episode?
I'm trying to schedule it because I got some things to come up. I'm trying to get, like I said, I'm trying to get back into this because it's been a big gap when I have been doing this. I used to have a pretty nice audience at one time, but it's been a minute. So, like I said, it's my third time since, in a few years.
All right, I get it, bro.
So I try to be on about this. And I also sometimes I come on at lunchtime.
I'll be checking. I got something to do during the day when I work.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, text me, go Reds, God bless, and I'm glad we ended on a high note tonight, bro.
Not a problem. Have a good night, bro.
All right, love you.
Peace. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we that was cool. That wasn't so bad. You kind of got sidetracked, you know, because I was expecting a few other brothers to call in. But, hey, like I said, I haven't done this in a while, and it's time for me to get back into it. I don't know. It wasn't a thing where... It's certain things it's like I haven't been like totally motivated to do. But I'm getting motivated. What was that slogan, man? I was in Delta 3-4. We are the best, Sergeant. Rock on. And I was running another one. Hey, dedication, motivation, there's plenty of fun. It was with Echo. Echo's for retards. So, anyway, that's my show for tonight. I rambled on a little bit. I wanted to go ahead and touch on a few other things, but hey, look, I'm still alive and there's still a whole lot of time, a whole lot of life left in me. Okay, so let's deal with some nationhood and nation beginnings and let's get this straight. See if we can go ahead and deal with this. I hope the people in Baltimore don't suffer too much. Too much more. Because it's sad to see how people go through that. All right. So let me go out with some old school.
About the misery. is what I am without you here in my life.